The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Open 7 days at Barangaroo, Birkenhead Point and Kensington. Or shop online at petersofkensington.com.au.
Yes, let's go to Harley. Firstly, a wrap-up on the Donald and North Korea.
Well, there's no meeting as of right now. The Donald, he called it off. He said that he really didn't appreciate the, as he put it, the tremendous anger and open hostility in recent statements by the North, in which they referred to Vice President Mike Pence as a political dummy and said it was up to the U.S. whether they'd meet us at a meeting room or encounter us at nuclear-to-nuclear showdown. And so Trump didn't like that at all and said he would keep up maximum pressure. In the meantime, he's waiting for Kim Jong-un to decide to engage in constructive actions and maybe come back to the bargaining table. So he left the door open, but he said, as of right now, there's no meeting.
Yeah, smart judgment call by Trump, though, because I imagine the other bloke might have called it off, whereas Donald's got onto the front foot. Harvey Weinstein's going to turn himself in today, is he?
Well, he is. That's according to multiple sources confirmed by law enforcement. They say that he'll surrender to authorities to face some criminal charges after a month-long investigation by grand jury and allegations of him sexually assaulting women. This goes back to the first case against him. And so we'll find out, you know, what all's going to happen here. But this is what spawned the Me Too movement, or what helped to do that. So, you know, there's two sides to every coin. It's also created a very toxic atmosphere in which some men have been accused of old abuses,
yep,
promptly convicted, not in court, but in the media. They've lost their jobs, careers, honors stripped, and no benefit of any kind of hearing or evidence shown. Now, at the same time, this is a guy with so many women saying that he was inappropriate. An awful lot of people simply believe it, and they're going to get that opportunity to show what evidence they may
it should be. We should say, in fairness, that Weinstein has denied having non-consensual sex with anyone.
Right.
All right. Now, one day you might be able to marry your girlfriend robot.
Well, that's what they're saying. And this is an American roboticist, Dr. David Franklin Hansen. He's the founder and chief executive officer of Hansen Robotics. He's written this paper that says that entering the age of living intelligent systems and android society, he says we're already making love to sex robots in the year 2018. He says by 2045, androids will have real voting power. They'll have civil rights. He says by 2035, they'll do everything we can do and do it better. And by 2038, they'll rise up and start what he calls the global robotic civil rights movement. I think he's off his nut.
Yes.
That's well,
you can only report what he says. I think the bloke belongs in some kind of, infirmary, I would have thought, Harley. You have a good weekend.